We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Simen Reish Hey Sif Dalet Isha Ein LaNoshim Lav Reis Asah. A woman, if she has to have a Sudas Avra, it should not be provided by men. LaNoshim Lav Reis Asah, it should be women who do the Havra. Sif Heim Nikma Meis Belayla, if the person who was Nifta was buried at night, and Reitza Lech Belayla, if the Avil wants to eat at night, he's not allowed to eat his own food. El Mavrinus, he has to eat the Sudas Avra. However, if a man writes a lech b'layla, if he doesn't want to eat by night, by day he should not eat his own meal from himself. The day follows the night, and he still has an obligation of a Sudas Avra because it's still the Yom Rishon. However, if the Kvura took place by day, and they did not have an opportunity to do a Sudas Avra until the night, then the halacha is that he doesn't have to have a Sudas Avra. However, this halacha says the Noi Debi, that's the halacha that Rama teaches us. But says the Noi Debi Yehuda, when is this halacha said? This halacha is said when Havra could have been done by day, and they didn't do it by day, they delayed. Then we don't have to do if they could have done it by day and they didn't, then there's no obligation to do Havra by night. If, however, he was buried so close to night that it was impossible to do the Sudas Havra by day, it was ready, by the time they finished and got home, it was ready close to night, or if the burial was on a tinus, then there are those who suggest that they should do Havra at night. And in general, there are those that are makbid, that are careful, that under all circumstances, there should be a Sudas Havra after Levaya, no matter what details. Sevav, im nikbar ha-meis erev Shabbos, if the meis was buried erev Shabbos, metei shaz lamala, after 9 hours in the day, shaz osel kvay suda, that at that point, one can't have a full-fledged meal anymore. Ein mavon ha-soy, then there's no Sudas Havra, because we have to be concerned about Kvod Shabbos. The Avil should wait tonight when it's Shabbos and eat the meal. If somebody were going to be learning the halachas in the next siman, heard within the shloshim about the passing of his relative, so then he has to sit shiva and have a sudas avra. However, if it was only after shloshim when this person found out about the Ptira, there is no Sudas Havra. Shama Kruva B'Shabbos, if somebody heard this news of his relative passing on Shabbos, and when I saw on Shabbos, there's no Sudas Havra, V'echem Shalai, he eats his own food. V'gam Yoyim Rishi Shalachrov, and the Sunday, Eimav, when I say we won't make a Sudas Havra, Neshikva Nitcha Yom Shmur, because it was pushed off already. Sevches V'kei Meish Meish Lei Meis, if somebody lost a relative, the nikva b'yontiv and the levaya was on yontiv, ein mavrinai soy, there is no sudas havra. And this halach applies whether it's the first day yontiv or the second day yontiv. V'gam lach yontiv, and then after yontiv as well, ein mavrinai soy, there's no sudas havra, kim shikva nitcha, because it's already pushed off. Avlam nikva b'cholamayid, if the relative was buried on cholamayid, mavrinai soy, there is a sudas havra. There are different menhagim about this. Some say there is a Sudas Havra, but it's only a Sudas Havra that without the same seriousness as all other Sudas Havra. Others suggest that an apparent is a Sudas Havra on Chol HaMoed, but not on other relatives. Ella Shoichel Kishi Yoshev, and no matter what, even if there is a Sudas Havra, Dovel sits on a chair, Eitzel Shulchan Kedarka at the table in a normal fashion, can't avail us b'chol ha'moed because we can't do acts of overt avail us b'chol ha'moed. Siftes ha'yunagin la'sanis b'yoyim b'yis Talmud Chacham, there's a minute to fast on the yard side of a Talmud Chacham. Simen reishvav din shmur k'roivav v'shmur k'roivav. Mishabal ha'shmur shemes lo'y karv shuchayv l'sabalov. If somebody got notified that a relative that he would normally have to sit shiva on passed away, In Balai B'tach Shloishim, if he becomes informed of this within 30 days of the Ptira, V'afilu B'yom HaShloishim Atzma, even on the 30th day, Harei Zeh Shmu Kroiva, that's called the Shmu Kroiva, the Kriya, and he has to do Kriya V'chayiv Linah Shivi Mei Avelis, he has to keep 7 days of Avelis, M'yom Shigil HaShmu, from the day that he heard. If he already daven Ma'ariv, then day one is actually till tomorrow. If a person heard a Shmuel Kroiva, but he did not act with the Avelis, and he pushed it off till tomorrow, and tomorrow is already after day 30, he still has to give, he has to keep the whole Shiva. The Gam Avelis Shinoi B'Shloishim, the Avelis that he has in the 30 day, Ma'inim Yom Meshua. Yom Meshmin, the Kedina Kiyama Kvul Chaldover, the day he hears about this tragedy is the day that he begins the whole Shloishim. Vaisim Shloishim, and those 30 days, Shnikmar Shura Kreva, you count, when does it begin? Mayna Miyayim HaKfura, we count from the day of the Kfura, Veloi Miyayim HaMisa. And even in a case where the Nifter was not buried in the city where he passed away, and they began Shiva earlier, as we learned previously, from when they turned away from the mace, the halach is that we count it from the day of the kfura, no matter what. Sebeis bala shemur la'achas shloishim yom. If he became aware after the shloishim, zui shemur rechayka, that's considered a shemur rechayka. Ve'enitzarach linik avelus rak shoachas. He has to keep avelus only for 1 hour. 1 hour doesn't mean 1 hour. He just has to show avelus. He shouldn't just do it and stop. But on the other hand, he should, the number of 60 minutes, it doesn't have to be 60 minutes. Loishna sham b'yoyim v'loishana b'shana b'layla. It makes no difference if he became aware by day or night. Noik shoachas, he keeps the shoachas dayoy. And this halacha applies, I feel all over v'imay on a parent. The halachas of Avelis by parent that are for the whole year applies by Shmur Rechayka as well. But the 12 months aren't counted from the day he became aware, and they're counted from when the day that this person who he's keeping Avelis for 12 months passed away. If he became aware of a parent's patira after 12 months, and a noig avails el shachas, it keeps avails only one shah. Gam b'dvarim shnagim kol shnei masachodesh, that's the 1 hour and that's it. However, even if he found out after 12 months that we're learning that there's very minimal avails, there's the shachas that we're learning, as we're going to learn further. But one more halacha is that on a parent, there should be kriya. On other relatives, there's a question in the Paiskim. Sif Gimel, Hashimei Shemei Rechayka, Ein Tzarech Kol Dina Avelis. By Shemei Rechayka, all Dina Avelis don't apply. Adai B'chalitzis Min Olavad. It's enough just to take off the shoes. Mutab B'malachim B'chitzu B'sicham. One could work and wash himself, but Tashm Shemitah V'Talmud Torah, everything after that is permissible. V'ayman Nel Baraglev, if when he found out he wasn't wearing shoes, B'Shash Shmua, Tzarech Las Masachah, he should do something else to indicate that he's going to start keeping some Avelis. She'in Nikr, Shoyesim Hashem Avelis, that he's doing an activity to show Avelis. He should sit on the floor showing that he's doing this because of the Avelis. There is no Sudas Havra in such a case. There is Kriya on a parent. When he says the Bracha of Dina Emes, that's when he does the Kriya. Sif Dal Bala Shema Kruva B'Shabbos, if he became aware of the Ptira on Shabbos, Yom Shabbos Oilo Yom Echad, so then Shabbos is counted 1 day of the 7 days. Ulamatu Shabbos, And then after Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos Sunday, it's considered day two. And the reason that day Shabbos is considered day one, because there are some Hilchos Avelos that do apply on Shabbos. And since there are certain Hilchos Avelos that apply on Shabbos, Shabbos could be counted as one of the days. Sif, hey, boila shamuk kroy b'Shabbos regel. If he became aware of the Patira within 30 days on Shabbos or Yontif. However, on Shabbos, he's not going to really do active Avelos. On Yontif, he's not going to do active Avelos. Well, the Matzah Shabbos, the Matzah regel, and then Matzah Shabbos, the Matzah Yontif. Then by the time he could start full-fledged Avelos, now it's already past 30 days. Also, Yom HaShabbos, Yom HaRegel, Dvarim Shabbat Sina. On Shabbos, on Yontif, he has to keep, as we've been saying, he has to keep Avelos B'Tzina. And then, after that, well, the Matzah Shabbos HaRegel, on Matzah Shabbos, and Matzah the Yontif, Noi Shoh Achas Avelos, K'may B'Shoh Urchuka, he'll just keep 1 hour. If somebody became aware on Erev Shabbos, and he was already, which was day 29, but this individual was already Makabel Shabbos, so it's considered as if he heard it on Shabbos, and therefore, since he heard it on Shabbos, and by Matzah Shabbos, it's a Shemur Rechayka, the halacha will be that he doesn't have to keep, the halacha will be that he doesn't have to keep the whole Shiv anymore. We learned that if he heard on Yontif, and after Yontif, it's going to be not a Shemur Rechayka anymore, the halacha is that matters when he heard, whether he heard it on the first day Yontif, whether he heard it on the second day Yontif, whether he heard it on the third, whether he heard it on Chol HaMoed. If by the time Yontif is over, it's going to no longer be a Shmur Kriva, it's treated like a Shmur Rechayka, and he doesn't have to sit down Shiva. Sivav Bala Shmur Kriva B'Shabbos V'Rav Yontif. If he became aware of a Shmur Kriva on Shabbos, and it's also Erev Yontif, Kivan Shabbat Varam Shinatsina Noigba, since he did keep some level of Avelis, because as we keep on repeating, on Shabbos there's Avelis Betzina, Mevatel Harek, and Yontif always takes away the Avelis, so here too, Yontif will take away the Avelis. And since here too, Yontif will take away the Avelis, he won't have to keep any more Avelis, any more Shiva after Yontif.